You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5. Let's head back to the rink for second period action.
Still looking for the first goal of the game on this edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week between the Ben Smith Sells Peterborough Minor Bantam Petes and the Lambton Junior Sting from the Avenue Center in Peterborough as part of Boston Pizza's Ice Fest. And something tells me we will find the first goal of the game in this period. Just a hunch. Both teams, they did look sharp. They looked evenly matched, too. Despite it being 0-0, it was an exciting first period. As the Sting start off with the puck in their own zone. The Petes forechecking hard, as they have been the whole first period. Sam Corcoran. And the Sting win the puck back again. All the way down the ice to Nick Galeza for the Petes, and he takes some time. Bit of an errant passer to his own teammate Hickey, and the puck as a result goes all the way behind his own net, and they dump it all the way down. Now go for an icing. That was the first major mistake there by the Petes so far, and it results in an icing. Let's see how the Petes respond after that, as the faceoff will come back into their own zone, of course. Faceoff will be to the left of Pete's goalie, Gavin Hill. And the Sting do win that draw, but they win it cleanly, and it goes out of the zone. And now they're battling for it in the center ice. The Sting have it. Get it down and deep. That's Langhorne. Forechecking hard. Oh, it's a bit of a check after. Brady did not see that one coming. Now he hands out the body, too. Rough game so far. That's a slap shot. Just from the high point there by Glavin, and a good save there by Duncan. Or Glavin Hill, I should say. They're throwing the body around today, more so than other editions of Minor Hockey Game of the Week. No dirty shots. All clean. And that's what we want to see. The faceoff will be in the Pete zone to the right of Hill. The Sting putting some pressure on. They win that draw again. Just couldn't keep it in. The Petes just get it out. Now DiNincenzo has some teammates, Woodward. And all they can do is dump it in deep, get the forecheck going. Corcoran. Now they have it at the point, send it down into open ice in the Sting zone. And the Sting defense gets to it, plays it around the boards. And here could be a break for the Sting. He gets around his man. He's all alone. One defender behind him. McNamara wipes out and goes sliding into the net. Sting just couldn't keep that puck in the neutral zone. They dump it down and deep again. And Stewart has some time in his own zone for the Petes. He misses the puck a bit. I'm not sure if he was limping there. Bit of an awkward play by Stewart. Petes win it back though. Now it's Frederick with some speed. Dumps it in deep. He might be the first one to it. Now the Sting get to it. Logan Crummy. And now the Sting couldn't clear it. Oh, an errant pass, and now it's a result of breakaway for the Sting. One-on-one, shooting, backhand. Good save there by Hill again. Good opportunity there for the first goal of the game. That was Casey shooting for the Sting, who was all alone. The defender right on him, though. Good job by the Petes defense not to draw a penalty shot either with the hooking. Hill looks up to the task today. The faceoff, won by the Sting again. Bullied off the puck there. There's a hard check again. They are laying the body of the Sting. Now, Robbery from the point. Shot wide of the net. Glaza dumping it around the boards. Sting are putting the pressure on. Robbery keeps it in again. Now the Sting have it. Trying to find his man in the slot. Didn't quite work out. Now Glaza gets pushed off the puck again. The Sting have come out on fire in the second period to start. They look like the stronger and better team right now. But the Petes still haven't allowed a goal and is still scoreless with 12 minutes remaining in the second period. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week is brought to you in part by Team Courier of Mincom Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier at 705-927-2774 or online at teamcourierhomes.ca and let his team of real estate experts help you. And by FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio door products. See them online at fciwindows.com. And they'll be... Oh, the Petes are going to the box, actually. It's number 12, Ethan Toms. So the Sting They are already putting the pressure on, and now they'll have an extra man to do so. We'll see if the Petes can hold bay and keep this a scoreless draw. With 12:09 remaining in the second, and the Sting win that draw and get it set up straight away. It's Weingard at the point. Finds his teammate. Good pass there. And the Sting have this entire power play set up. Weingard slap shot. Good save, Hill. Gets the glove out there. Weingard saw the twine, saw an open net, but Hill came across and got the glove in. Face off in the Pete zone again. And the Petes are doing a full line change. Petes are on their heels in the second period, no doubt. And now Dupuis lines up for the Sting against D'Innocenzo. And D'Innocenzo has been good in the face-off circle so far this game. As he wins that one and sends it all the way down and burns precious time on the Sting power play. And now Weingard behind his own net to Lave. The Sting kind of stuck in their own zone right now, which the Petes will love. And now the Petes force a turnover. Good job there. Back on the penalty kill. Now Frederick pinches for the Petes. The Petes are loving this in the penalty kill, keeping it deep in the Sting zone. It's Dawson Weingard for the Sting. Oh, cross-ice pass right on the stick, and there's a breakaway. He's all alone, one-on-one, back in forehand. Oh, and he undresses Hill. Beautiful goal. Jagan Shanderdad. Beautiful goal by the Sting. They were stuck in their own zone for that entire power play. And then the breakout pass right on the stick beats every player on the ice, and he was all alone. He went forehand, backhand to the forehand. And Hill was already on the ground at that point. 1-0 Sting. Deservedly so, I have to say. And I will see how the Petes respond after the first goal of the game. Going to the Lambton Junior Sting. Should remind you that on the fifth edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, the Petes, so far this season, remain undefeated at 3-0-1 on each edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. So let's hope that the Ben Smith Cells, Peterborough Minor, Bantam Petes can keep that streak alive. And the Sting win that draw, and they're looking for more. They like that cross-ice pass, and it worked again. He's one-on-one. Wrister. Oh, good save by Hill just to get his glove on it. The Sting have found something in that open ice, cross-ice pass. It's the Hail Mary pass, flopping it over everyone on the ice. And now he's down. He's a little bit shaken up, actually. Can't tell who it is from up here. I think it's Casey Shooten. Might be the goal scorer, actually. He's a little bit shaken up. He tried to get up at first, and he decided to stay down. We're going to hope he's all right. We're going to take a break. 1-0 Sting on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week.